This is Joy Radio Original Podcast.
5 oceans, 7 continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more. In today's little explorers, let's talk about a country which doesn't have any rivers, have one beach for every day of the year, and also a mountain peak named after the former president of the United States, Barack Obama. Yes, it's Antigua and Barbuda from the Caribbean islands in the North American continent. Its capital is St. John's. Official language is English, and the people living there are called Antiguans and Barbudans. A part of the West Indies, lying between Caribbean Sea and Atlantic Ocean, it has two major islands, of course, of Antigua and Barbuda, which are separated by close to 63 kilometers. And there are also some small islands, which are a part of this country. This island nation shares its maritime borders with St. Kitts and Nevis, Anguilla, Montserrat, and St. Barthélemy. There are some interesting things about this country. Firstly, it has so many beaches, 365 in number. That's why one beach for a day of the year. The weather in this country is always sunny, and the water is so vibrant that sailing is the best pastime that people have here. There are some beautiful beaches like Dickinson Bay, popular sunset viewing places like Shirley Heights, and Nelson's Dockyard National Park, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site as used to be an 18th century British naval dockyard. The highest peak, Mount Obama, named after the US president, a symbol of achievement of black people. And then there's Devil's Bridge, which is the natural limestone bridge in Antigua, which was actually carved out by the sea and took its shape over many years. There is an amazing rainforest, hiking trails, and an actual pink-colored beach. Not only that, it is a bird watcher's delight. Take a short trip from Barbuda and reach a place which happens to be the largest frigate bird colony in the Western Hemisphere. Once a British colony, the country got its independence in 1981. A part of the cricket-playing nations of the West Indies, this place is home to many legendary players like Sir Vivian Richards, Richie Richardson, Curtly Ambrose, and many, many more. The country also has a distinct cuisine, with Punjabi being the national dish. Now, let's take a look at the flag of this country. The country has quite a unique flag. It is a horizontal tricolor of black, blue, and white stripe, forming two red right scalene triangles on the opposite side. And on the topmost black band is a half yellow colored sun with 9 rays. So that's the flag of Antigua and Barbuda for us. For other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and share. Little Explorers.